Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Steadfast in your word, earn those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and bring to naught all He has done. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Lord our God, and shed Thy heavenly gifts abroad on us and on to every heart. Through faith and fervent love impart. Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known, for you are Lord of lords alone. Defend your holy church that we may sing your praise triumphantly. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Lord our God, and shed Thy heavenly gifts abroad.
Sincere word of welcome along to this LTBS broadcast in the Saviour's great name. We want to thank you for joining us. We're glad that you're able to watch the program, and it is our earnest prayer that this broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you. We're going to read the scriptures together. We're turning to the Old Testament, to the book of Deuteronomy. We're reading from the 17th chapter. It's the end of the chapter, the closing section that we want to read together, beginning at verse 14. So let us hear the word of the Lord to our hearts. When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. We'll just end there at the close of the chapter, and we pray the Lord will add his blessing to this, the reading of his word. We're going to seek the Lord together in prayer, just to pray for his help, especially in the ministry of his word this evening. Father, we lift our hearts to thee. We're glad that we can seek thee at any time. We rejoice that your word assures us that your ear is ever open to the cry of your people. We thank you, Father, for the great privilege that you've given to us to be able to approach the mercy seat. We thank you for the privilege to be able to bring everything to thee in prayer. Thank you for every blessing that you've bestowed upon us. We acknowledge that every good and perfect gift comes down from above. We thank you most of all for how you've blessed us spiritually. We thank you for thy so great salvation. We rejoice today in the knowledge of sins forgiven. Our prayer is that you'd keep us near to Christ. We pray that even today you would draw us closer to the Savior. We pray for that closer walk with God. I want to thank you especially for the LTBS broadcasts, for the TV programs. Our prayer, Father, is that your blessing will rest mightily upon them. We pray for help to be given to each one that's involved in the production of these programs. We want to pray, Father, for all that are listening into the program today. May they know your presence. We pray that you'll bless them through this entire program from beginning to end. But especially, Father, we ask that your word might be a blessing to every heart. We're praying for utterance to be given in the ministry of your word. We pray that you'll come and settle our hearts and stand with us. We want to pray that you'll speak today. We remember the prayer that young Samuel prayed those many years ago, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And Lord, we want to pray that you'll speak to every heart. We want to pray that you'll give to us even this day a word from your mouth. So we ask thee to hear and answer these are prayers. We offer them to thee in Jesus' name. Amen. The verse that I'd like us to meditate upon for a few minutes today is Deuteronomy 17 and verse 19. Let me just read that verse to you again. "And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law, and these statutes to do them." The theme of our Bible study today is how to read the Bible. This verse of Scripture is primarily an instruction for those who would sit upon the throne of Israel in Old Testament times. We're told here that the king, when he was reigning, was to keep a copy of the Scriptures near to his side, keep it near to his throne, and he was exhorted to continually read over the Word of God. But that task of Bible reading is not just God's will for those who would be monarchs in Israel in ancient time. I want to stress to you today, it is also God's will for you and me. This verse sets us an example of how we should treat the Scriptures. And it teaches us that the Christian, the child of God, is one who should be a Bible reader. This task should be very prominent. It's something that should be given a lot of time in your life. You may read other books and publications, but first and foremost, you should be a reader of God's Word. And in this message, I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you about reading the Bible. And I want to urge you to get back to the Bible, especially to get back to the reading of the Word of God. And I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to read the Bible regularly. I want to challenge you to read the Bible more than ever before. And I want to encourage you to read the Bible right through, from beginning to end. And I want to bring that challenge to you today by giving you some guidance on the vital question, how to read the Bible. We have some answers to that question in this text, in this passage that is before us. Can I say, first of all, that you should read the Bible daily? Our text says, "And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life." In many homes in our land, there is a china cabinet. That is where the best cups and plates are kept. And those cups and plates are not brought out every day. They're just brought out on special days, on special occasions. But brethren and sisters, the Bible is not to be treated like your best china. The Bible is not a book that is to be kept away in a cupboard or in a glass case and just brought out to be read on special days and on special occasions. The Bible is not just a book to lift, to carry out to the services, to carry out with you to church on a Sunday. No, the Bible should be read every day, or as our text states, all the days of your life. In the book of Acts, we're told about the Bereans. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Notice that every day the Bible was in their hands. Every day they read the scriptures. And that, brethren and sisters, is an example to us. That's an example that we should follow. Never a day should pass without lifting down the Bible and meditating upon its pages. But you might say to me, that's a bit much. My schedule is very full. My days are very busy. I know I should read the Bible, and I do it when I can. But there's no way that I could read the Bible every day. I've just too many other things to do, too many other things to fit in. But the reality is this, the simple reality. If you're too busy to read the Bible, then you are too busy. And there are some things that need to be left out of your life. There are some things that need to be given up in your daily routine. Those things need to be given up in order to make place for your reading of the Bible. What you need to do is this. You need to make time every day for the Word of God. You think of these examples of those who diligently read the Scriptures every day. George Mueller of Bristol, the man that founded and ran those great orphanages, he said on one occasion that he had read the Scriptures 100 times. Arthur Pink, the famous Bible commentator, it was said that he read 10 chapters regularly. It was his habit to read 10 chapters of the Word of God every day. The great Puritan preacher and expositor, William Goodge, he set himself the task of reading 15 chapters of the Bible every day, 5 in the morning, 5 after lunch, and 5 again in the evening. Harry Ironside, when he was 14, he heard for the first time about reading the Bible through once every year. So at just 14 years of age, he read the Bible 14 times. And from then on, at least once every year until the end of his life. Now, don't think that those men had nothing else to do but read the Bible. I encourage you to read their biographies. They were busy men. They accomplished much for the Lord. So how did they do it? Well, the answer is this, brethren and sisters. They made time for the Scriptures, and you need to do the same. Whenever we lived in South Wales, one of the secondary schools where we spoke at the assembly there, they had a reading program for the children that they called DEAR, D-E-A-R. Those letters stood for Drop Everything and Read. And I want to urge you, I want to encourage you to adopt that reading program. Drop everything and read. Every day, at least once, you need to drop all that you're doing and spend time in reading, especially, particularly, the reading of the Word of God. Now, remember that you take time every day to eat. You would never dream of passing a day without eating. And in similar fashion, you need to take time to read the Bible, because the Bible is your spiritual food, and your soul needs the Word of God each day. just as much as your body needs the bread that's upon the table. So I want to challenge you, men and women, of the importance of reading the Bible daily. In the light of that, let me ask you, did you read the Bible today? Did you read the Word of God today? Or has the Bible been a neglected book in your life today? So the first answer to the question about how to read the Bible is we should read the Bible daily. Let me emphasize in the second place that you should read the Bible completely. If you look at verse 18 of this chapter, it says, "And it shall be with him when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites." Think of the words there especially, "write him a copy of this law." In other words, the king was to have a complete copy of the scriptures. God wanted him to have a complete copy of his word that was available at that time. And the reason for that was that God wanted him to read all of his word. And brethren and sisters, let me stress to you today that you are to read through the whole of the Bible. You're to read all of the revelation that God has given to you. You need to start at the beginning and read to the end. Read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and then start at the book of Genesis again. The sad reality is a lot of Bible reading by many Christians is done piecemeal. They read a little bit here, and then they read a little bit there. They don't read all of the scriptures. They read a chapter in the Psalms yesterday, and then a chapter in Matthew today. Perhaps read a chapter in Genesis tomorrow. Their Bible reading is all over the place. They just open the Bible in the morning, and it's just like a lucky dip. They just say, "Where will I read from today?" And the result, brethren and sisters, of that type of Bible reading is that many Bible books and passages are never read at all. Some portions of the scriptures are totally neglected. And I want to stress to you today how sad that is. Let me emphasize, there are 66 books in the Bible, and God intends you to read all 66 books. He intends you to read all the books that he has given to you in his word. It's wrong to decide, "I'll not read that book of the Bible because it's too hard," or "I'll not read that book of the Bible because it's too long," or "I'll not read that book in the Bible because I don't like the message that's contained within it." I want to remind you today that God intends you to read all of the books that are contained within his word. Just think for a moment of arriving at the judgment and having to admit to God that you didn't read all of the book, you didn't read all of the message that he had sent to you. Think of what a disgrace, what an embarrassment that would be. Brethren and sisters, there's no other book in the world that you would read in such a sporadic and haphazard fashion. So let me ask you, why? Why would you read the book of books? Why would you read the Word of God in that manner? And let me tell you why you should read the whole Bible. Because one part of the Bible throws light upon another. The Scriptures are their own best interpreter. In your reading of the Bible, there's a need to compare Scripture with Scripture. So if you don't read the whole of the Bible, then there will be parts of the Bible that will remain dark. There will be parts of the Bible that will remain closed to you. So I stress it to you, men and women, you need to read the Bible completely. You need to read all of the Word of God. Can I take time to ask you, ponder the question carefully, honestly in your heart, have you ever read the whole of the Bible? Have you ever read through the whole of the Scriptures? Or would you have to admit that there are pages of your Bible that have never been opened? There are pages in your copy of the Word of God that you have never looked upon, that you have never read, that you have never studied. Can I say, brethren and sisters, as a Christian, here's something that you should be determined to do. Here's something that you should purpose in your heart. Before you die, before your life ends, that you would want to read through the Bible at least once, on at least one occasion. So read the Bible completely. The final answer that I'll give to you to the question today, how to read the Bible, is to read it submissively. Look again at our text, verse 19. It says, "And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them." Notice, underline the words there right at the end of the verse, to do them. Whenever you read the scriptures, you should yield. You should surrender. You should surrender yourself to its teaching. As a Christian, you ought to obey the message of the Bible. You ought to carry out its commands. Because if you don't do the things that you read, then I have to tell you today that you're not reading the Bible aright. Because I ask you, think of this question. Why do you read the Bible? Is it not to learn what God wants you to do in life? You think of the Shorter Catechism. It asks the question, what do the Scriptures principally teach? And the answer that the Catechism gives is this: the Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. Let me emphasize the latter part of the answer. What duty God requires of man. And brethren and sisters, that's what you'll find in the Bible. You'll find the duty that God requires you to fulfill. In other words, you will find His will for your life. The Bible could be described as God's instruction manual for the Christian life. This book that God has given to us will tell you, it will teach you how God wants you to live your life while you're here upon this earth. There's an acrostic for the word Bible. It is basic instruction before leaving earth. And that sums it up, the message, very well for us, brethren and sisters. And if your reading of the Word of God is to be done fully, if it's to be done correctly, then you must do the things that you read. It's not merely God's purpose that you hear His Word. That is necessary. That is right. That is why we have meetings. That is why we have broadcasts such as this, so that people can hear the Word of God. But it's not merely God's purpose that you hear His Word. God's purpose that you hear His Word is so that you might do it, so that you might carry it out in your life. Remember what James said. We're not to be hearers only, but we're to be doers also of the blessed Word of God. We're not just to be sermon tasters, as many Christians are. Do you remember what Mary said to the servants at the wedding in Cana of Galilee? "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And that's how to read the Bible, brethren and sisters. Whatever he saith unto you, as you read through the Word of God, as you study it and meditate upon it every day, whatever the Lord says to you, whatever it is, whatever his command, whatever his will for your life might be, you're to do it, you're to carry it out, you're to fulfill it. We're to read the Scriptures submissively. So here then are some practical answers to this very important question, this vital question: how to read the Bible. We're to read it daily. God wants you to read His Word every day of your life, every day that you're here upon this earth. You're to read His Word completely. God wants you to read all of the Bible. Don't neglect portions of it. His will for you is to read the Bible from beginning to end. And God wants you to read His Word submissively. He wants you to be not just a hearer, but a doer. He wants you to fulfill the commands that He gives to you. So let me ask you the challenging, the pointed question as I close. Do you read the Bible? Do you read the Word of God as you should? Can I ask you, men and women, Did you take time to read the Bible today? You think of it like this. Ask yourself, if my Bible could speak, if my Bible could give a report after this broadcast, what sort of report would your Bible give? What sort of things would it tell? Would it tell a story that would put you to shame? Would it tell a story of a book that is greatly neglected? A book that sits untouched for most of the week? A book that's only lifted to be carried out to church whenever the meetings are taking place? If that is so, men and women, then may God challenge you today. May the Lord speak to your heart. May the Lord speak to you very powerfully. And let me exhort you, may we all be readers, diligent, careful, prayerful readers of the Word of God. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord as God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. May the Lord speak to your heart. May the Lord bless his word. We're just going to take a moment to seek the Lord in prayer, to commit the message and the broadcast just into his hands. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our time spent around the word. We remember Mary of old. She sat at the Savior's feet and heard his word. We want to pray, Father, that you'll bless this broadcast. We pray the word of God will go forth clearly, the message from the scriptures. You've assured us in your word that your word will not return unto you void, but it will prosper in the thing whereto you've sent it. Our prayer, Father, is that you'll use this program. We ask you to use this message. Put your hand of blessing upon it. We're conscious that without thee we can do nothing. Our prayer, Father, is that this message might be used even to lead your people on with yourself. We pray that there will be those, Father, that will be built up in their most holy faith, even as a result of the message that they've heard. Lord, challenge our hearts. We thank you for the great blessing of the Word of God. And we want to pray that we'll all be like the blessed man in the first Psalm, that we'll be those that meditate upon your Word day and night, and that our delight will be in the law of the Lord. Hear these our cries, and now may the blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.